I'd like to welcome everyone back to Ohio Exopolitics. It's 5:10 p.m. on the 21st of January, 2021. And I want to talk today about some information in Billy Meyer's book, Macht der Gedanken, which translates as The Might of Thoughts. And on page 82, it talks about the difference between feelings and emotions. The feelings rage instantly. They're hard to control. The emotions rage instantly. They're hard to control. The feelings, they grow slowly from the thoughts, and the feelings are usually safe. You have to do a little self-cognition. It's still possible to have, I think, destructive feelings, but it's the emotions that are typically much more dangerous. So let me read a little bit from page 82. A fundamental distinction must be made between emotions and feelings, because in complete contrast to the philosophical and psychiatric and psychological schools of thought, they represent two completely unlike factors, which in their form have nothing in common with each other. Feelings, namely, are created as a result of particular lines of thought, while emotions and reactions, which are called forth by particular situations and states and in forms which are specific to the individual as well as forms which are external and environmentally conditioned. So emotions are therefore able to create thoughts through which particular feelings are created, which then formatively influence the psyche and in turn the thoughts. A cycle thereby comes about through which the emotions can also be influenced and informed via the thoughts by means of the feelings. So typically the emotions come suddenly, they can be very dangerous, that's where rage comes from and things like that, where the feelings typically grow out of the thoughts and out of a particular train of thoughts. Now that doesn't mean it doesn't always work that way. It says, let me, for example, say, feelings, namely, are created as a result of particular lines of thoughts. That's the general case. While emotions are reactions, which are called forth by particular situations and states and forms which are specific to the individual as well as forms which are external and environmentally conditioned. So the emotions can be environmentally conditioned. You can have emotional reactions because of just your personality and the way you are. But, it says here, so emotions are therefore able to create thoughts. Emotions are able to create thoughts. Now that is almost scary, because emotions are a lot of times very intense, very almost dangerous, but they can create thoughts. Normally, the thought occurs, and then the feelings grow out of the train of thoughts. Sorry there for the blank. No sound there. I'm thinking about something. So emotions are therefore able to create thoughts through which particular feelings are created, which then formatively influence the psyche and in turn the thoughts. Now the psyche is the part of the material consciousness that is in kind of, it's the administrator, it's in control. You have the physical material consciousness, which the psyche is in charge of, it administrates it, it looks after it. Then there's something called the spiritual consciousness. So We have two kinds of consciousness as a human being, a material consciousness and a spiritual consciousness. Now, your material consciousness will die eventually, just as your material body will die. And that material consciousness will go into the spirit realm, where it will be analyzed very intensely by your spirit form in an area called the overall consciousness block. And all of the consciousness forms and evolutive values will be essentially identified and pulled out of that material consciousness. And the consciousness forms and evolutive values like love and wisdom and your ability to analyze things and logic, things like that, will then become part of your spirit form. And the spirit form is what then eventually goes into the next life. And the reincarnational cycle starts again. 21 days after the sperm fertilizes the egg, and the man and the woman have sex, and 21 days after that, if the egg is fertilized, the spirit form comes out of the spirit realm, and it goes into the body of the child, into the middle part of the brain, the area called the superior colliculus. Now, your animals have a spirit form. Your cats, you have a spirit form. Your dogs have a spirit form. And they will reincarnate just as a human being reincarnates. But you're a different person when you reincarnate. That's the irony of it all. People think of such and such coming back, which essentially is true, but you have a different personality when you return. You will live a different childhood. You will live in a different time. You'll have different experiences than you did before that. Now, Edward Albert Meyer, according to Meyer information, he's been the people we call Enoch, Elijah, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Emmanuel, and Muhammad, and many other people. His spirit form allegedly incarnated as Mozart and Galileo, and I believe Socrates, Aristotle, and others, and then Mendelssohn. The list goes on. And this spirit form has had a tremendous impact on the people of the earth and helping our evolution move forward. Now, that is something that may be hard for certain people to believe, and that's okay. You know, I always say, just take your time. Don't accept or reject instantly. People want to do that immediately. I reject that. And they want to argue with you. And they say, that's the situation we're in today. We can't even discuss things. Wouldn't it be nice to be able to just have a discussion with someone who had a different point of view than you? You might learn something. You might be able to share something. Wouldn't that be nice? Maybe that's what we should do. But the problem is we can't get our emotions under control to do that. Emotions are reactions, again, caused by situations and states. A reaction is a response to an activity aroused by a stimulus. So there's a stimulus and a response. All forces occur in pairs, such that if one object exerts a force on another object and the second object exerts an equal and opposite reaction force on the first. So emotions are a little bit like a reflex action, an involuntarily and nearly instantaneous movement. A reflex is involuntarily and just about instantaneous. Emotions are a lot like that. I'll give you an emotion illustration, and it involves cats. So if there are any people out there with cats, they might enjoy this. So I had the the doors open to the garage, and several of the cats were laying in the garage. And I moved one of the kitty litter containers with my foot, and it made a noise on the floor. It must have been a noise that was scary to cats. One of the cats got scared. He immediately ran out of the garage. And the emotion of fear could be seen on that cat's face. And that reflex action was to run out of the garage. So the cat experienced an emotion, not necessarily a feeling. And emotions are similar to what is called reaction patterns. Now, Billy, of course, has an organization called FIGU, and they have a dictionary. FIGU has a dictionary, and it has something called reaction patterns in it. And so these are therefore reaction patterns that are possessed by many animals and other creatures, birds, fishes, reptiles, etc., and are controlled by the brain. In the human brain, this is the oldest part of the brain, the brain stem. So maybe I can I'm going to try something quickly here. I'm going to go to Google and type in FIGU dictionary. You might try that yourself someday. And click on the FIGU dictionary link site. And then look in their search for emotions. Or emotion. Let's just search for emotion. See if there's anything in there. There's something called emotional stunting of the intellect and rationality. And this was something that took place. Billy's first contact was an elderly man who was nearly 1,000 years old. He was a man named Spoth. He came from another solar system called the Pleiaren Star System. He's not a Pleiadian. He lives like 80 light years beyond the Pleiades in a different space-time configuration, which roughly means dimension. So, and this is what Spoth told Edward on May 5th of 1946. He said, "In the future, however, it will also be that many human beings will fall prey to a non-control and an emotional stunting of intellect and rationality." So your emotions maybe then can actually stunt your intellect. Here's a term, transfix. Render motionless with horror or shock. I believe the German word is pronounced something like lahmen. So when you're under so much emotion, you can go into shock and you literally can't even move. You become, in the figurative sense of make motionless or helpless, as with amazement, terror, or grief, is first recorded in the 1640s, transfixed. So that's another effect of emotion. This next link, I don't think is going to do us any good now. I'm just perusing right now the FIGU dictionary. This is a really good one to type in. This is from the Goblet of Truth, Kelp der Wahrheit, another one of Billy's books, chapter 28, line 301. It says, "And the truth has become the certainty, reality, action, and activity in you. It will pervade everything. Your thoughts and feelings, your spiritual fine sensitive feelings and emotions, as well as your activity, actions, and deeds." Billy talks about this fine sensitive feeling, and I think it has something to do also, something that we develop over time. One more interesting thing on emotions or related to emotions. It says, translated from the spiritual teaching, teaching lesson number 144, page 1777. In truth, this mirror of the soul refers to the subconsciousness, unconscious of the subconscious, and the subconscious forms in the memory of the subconsciousness annotation, in which the subconscious contents of all senses, norms, and value definitions are stored, as well as the values of the conscious. The facts of the impulsations and feelings of emotions, intentions, wishes, expectations, attitudes, as well as of the individual characteristics and so forth, which after all are the personality of the consciousness itself. That would be something I would have to like spend some time, real time with, to really absorb that. Anyway, Might of Thoughts, page 82. I'm going to try to keep this one a little shorter today, unfortunately. Feelings, namely, are created as a result of particular lines of thought, while emotions are reactions which are called forth by particular situation states, and forms which are specific to the individual, as well as forms which are external and environmentally conditioned. So lines or trains of thought is another interesting concept in the Meyer information. Gedanke thought, notion, idea, sentiment. That's the German. This is a terrible pronunciation. Maybe I can... The Gedankengänge, which means lines of thought. Deepel translated this as trains of thought or lines of thought. And this is a compound word made of Gedanke. I usually say Gedanken or Gedanke in Ganj. The word Ganj is pronounced in Ghana. So Gedanken in Ghana, perhaps, I should be saying. Which means trains, underway, in progress. And if you notice, it says the feelings are able to be created through certain lines of thought. I really like the phrase lines of thought. Thoughts do seem to move in a linear fashion and come in groups. Imagine many thoughts lined up, one following the other. I think of a freight train where the engine is pulling many cars which are following behind. Remember, the feelings are created from certain lines of thought, while emotions are reactions called forth by particular situations. Gedanken Stoss, thought-provoking impulse. I know there's a lot better pronunciations out there than this. I'll have to try to redouble my efforts on some of the German pronunciations. Goblet 21:15. But to do this, thought impulses are needed, through which then the will is built up, and through which then the life is changed. If you only let yourselves be touched and guided by your true inner nature. That's one of the things that the Might of Thoughts talks about a lot, that we have a inner nature, which is our ego, our personality. It's garrulous, it's loud, it's overtalkative, it's hysterical, whereas our innermost personality is related to our spirit form. And that's our spirit form sends impulses, direction-determining impulses to the material consciousness. Impulses from the spirit form. I have, I think, a link in my notes. Well, it didn't seem to go anywhere. Got to fix the notes too. Might have thoughts, page 388. The other personality is the innermost nature, which is the creational I, which is of a purely spiritual nature and whose quiet impulses of wisdom are not listened to or only extremely seldom listened to by the human being in general. So emotions are therefore able to create thought through which particular feelings are created. Emotion in everyday speech is a person's state of feeling. This is a like a dictionary definition there, which the Meyer information makes a strong distinction between emotions and feelings. The feelings are said to grow out of the thoughts. Feelings grow out of the thoughts. They're life-sustaining. They help you to process external and internal stimuli quickly. Feelings simplify things. Think about some big conflict you had with somebody where 20 different topics were raised. What happens, though, when you remember that, you just get a feeling. So feelings make life easier and bearable. Feelings allow the thoughts to discharge so they don't get too hot. Feelings deliver their power to the psyche. That's one thing. The feelings actually deliver power to your material consciousness. Now this power, if you're neutral, positive, equalized, and balanced in your thinking, the power that's delivered is very helpful and very strengthening to your psyche. If your thoughts are truly negative and destructive and not evolutive, then the power that goes to the psyche can be destructive. You can have evolutive thoughts that are negative. Sometimes the thought that you better run away and save yourself from some threat is something that, you know, is life-preserving and might even be evolutive. Or if you notice some problem in your life that you need to really, you might have a get a bad feeling about it. You might get a bad thought also. But that can be evolutive because that helps you. Like, you know, it could motivate you to do some work or something. But thoughts that run out of control, that you can't stop, that repeat and repeat and repeat, these are very, very dangerous. Thoughts that are related to anxiety and doubt are also very dangerous. And you don't want those either. So the feelings simplify things. They make life easier and bearable. They allow the thoughts to discharge their energy. So the thoughts don't get too hot. The feelings deliver power to the psyche. I think that's an important thing to remember. If you catch yourself thinking a good thought, capture that psychologically. Remember that, and that produces a good feeling, and that power is going to your psyche. So try to repeat that, and that's one way to nurture your thoughts. It's a good thought followed by a good feeling, which sends power to your psyche. So feelings tend to manifest slowly, and they can be long-lasting. Emotions are usually short but very dangerous. If it were not for the feelings, the thoughts would become confused. And remember, our thoughts also travel in these swinging waves, which are very mysterious and very powerful, and which I find fascinating and a little bit... challenging. Let's say challenging at the same time. Anyway, perhaps this is a good place to stop. You've been listening to Ohio X Politics. I'm your host, Mark Snyder, and we'll catch you during the next show. Have a great day. Bye-bye.